Time to talk business with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about the region's economic news on Friday mornings. This week, CalPERS and CalSTRS both reported strong investment returns. Of course, a lot of people are worried that the two public pension funds are underfunded. So do you think this news about the high returns will ease those worries?
Both reported earnings for the fiscal year of about 18.5%, plus or minus, and that's a pretty remarkable number by any standard. You know, if you've looked at your 401k statement lately, you won't be surprised by it, though. The stock market has really been on a roll, and if you're invested in equities, you're seeing some good numbers. But it would take many years of those kinds of returns to make a dent in the shortfall that these two systems are dealing with. CalPERS is, for example, 76% funded. CalSTRS is 67%, and you know the traditional benchmark is 80% as an acceptable funding level for pensions. But a lot of experts say really, a healthy pension system should be 100%, or at least that the responsible party should have other assets to get it to 100%. So, and then there was earlier this year, there was a study that looked at corporate pensions for the 100 biggest companies in the country, and they found the average was 91%, and a quarter of those were fully funded. So really, the strong returns are great, but it doesn't really change the big picture for these two big funds, and this is a problem the state needs to solve.
I heard about a small Sacramento biomedical company involved in a study in Australia about Alzheimer's. What's that about?
This is a company called Neurovision Imaging. It's a company that announced a simple eye test to look for signs that may predict Alzheimer's disease, you know, a decade or years in advance. This week, the news is the company said trials in Australia found a positive correlation between results of their eye test and the current standard, which is a much more expensive test, PET scanner, to look for plaques in the brain that can be precursors of Alzheimer's. So obviously, a lot more testing is needed, and there are other competing technologies out there, but this is definitely a company to watch. You know, if everything works out, Neurovision could end up with an easy, inexpensive diagnostic tool that optometrists could use that would not involve any radiation, and it could be a runaway hit in the market.
This week, the Business Journal takes a look at independent bookstores in the Sacramento region, and apparently things are actually starting to look a little better. What'd you guys find out?
You know, a lot of them closed over the last decade with competition from big box stores and the recession. But the funny thing is the survivors, many of them anyway, are actually seeing business get healthy again, and a few are cautiously starting to expand.
Well, what are they doing? How are they surviving?
Our retail reporter, Sonia Sorich, dug into this and found that two things really are key. First is competition. It's declined with the demise of Borders. Barnes & Noble is still going, but it's been losing money and it's not expanding like it once was. And the other key factor is a willingness to provide very personal service, helping people find, you know, books they like and listening to customers about what books to stock, selling extras like gift items and coffee, that sort of thing. So, you know, those are things that you can't get from a chain store, much less from Amazon. And it turns out consumers are willing to pay for them.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.